This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio 101.
Yes, sir. 202 on the fan on this Monday morning. Mick Monagle here with you. I got you till 5 o'clock when the warm-up show comes your way. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And yeah, it feels great to have football back, doesn't it? Feels wonderful! As we got to see both teams do what they typically do, lose week one. We got one hell of a football game at the end of the night, though. My goodness, we got to talk about that Buffalo Baltimore game. That was just incredible. That was actual watch. That was like watching real football. And really, let's be fair. I'm being unfair to the Jets because we watched real football with the New York Jets. And I know the talk of the town is going to be moral victories. You're going to hear the conversation on whether or not you buy into moral victories, if moral victories are a part of the actual NFL lexicon, if that's such a thing that exists. The coach says no, but we feel as fans, should we don't expect much from this team, and blah, blah, blah. We'll have this moral victory debate over the New York Jets. And you know what? I'd rather be having that debate than the debate we're going to be having over the New York Giants. Because, let's be honest, it does feel different. Right? Yes, both teams are 0-1, but it feels wildly different how we feel about the losses and how we feel about the team. It's just the truth. It's wildly different. And the thing is, specifically, it felt like, and we're going to zone in more on the horrible New York Giants, and we'll get to the Jets in a bit. But just off the top, the two teams and the two losses, and heading into this season, it felt like, obviously for the Jets, and even for the Giants, a new era of football. Clearly, new head coach, new quarterback, new everything with the New York Jets. Obviously, the beginning of the Aaron Glenn era. Obviously, the beginning of seeing Justin Fields. A new era of Jets football was on tap. And they gave you something you didn't see coming. It felt new. It felt new. Yes, it ends the same way. Yes, there are terrible penalties. Yes, there's a big turnover on special teams. Yes, there's reasons why you lost a winnable game if you're the New York Jets. And that is atypical of what we've seen over the last 15 years. But to go into this, not knowing if they could complete a pass or what this offense was going to look like, and watch Justin Fields operate in the manner in which he operated in against a what we thought. And again, seasons are seasons. I don't get hung up on schedules. I won't get hung up on previous results. But a defense, we'll have to see what the Pittsburgh Steelers are moving forward this season. But a defense with Watt on it, a defense that has been traditionally pretty darn good, to watch them go out and score 32 points and have a lead in the fourth quarter, and to watch Justin Fields and this offense operate, it felt new. It felt different. It felt like the first step of a brand new journey. And it doesn't necessarily end the way you wanted it to end. And I still think there's a lot of problems with that, and we'll get into all the different aspects, and we will have the moral victory conversation. But with the Giants, it felt exactly the same. And I know it's the same coach, and I know it's the same GM, and I know it's the same owner, and I know it's the same offensive and defensive coordinators, but it felt new. New quarterback, the Daniel Jones era is over, and we'll get into his playing with the Colts. But it felt like all the optimism, and I'll raise my hand, bought into it. Completely bought into it. And it makes me laugh because I got a bunch of people after the game looking to, you know, get me for my 2-0 prediction for the New York Giants and calling me this blind homer, and it's embarrassing. Picking the Giants to win the first two games of this year might be the first nice thing I've said about them in 4 years. I have finally bought into some optimism around this team. I have been doom and gloom about the New York Giants forever. And this year felt different. I believe they've had two good quality drafts in a row. I believe in the skill players of this team. I believe the defense has a chance to have a pass rush that can be legitimate. I believe they've answered some questions in the defensive backfield. I had optimism heading into this game. Was it pie in the sky to think they could win both of them? Was it a bit too much hubris to think they could beat the Washington Commanders on the road week one? Maybe, but I expected to watch a different brand of football. And when you watch this, I mean, when I tell you this was typical Giants first game of the year, I mean, it was identical. Like my cousin Vinny, identical. Different quarterback, identical. As we saw the same crap, the offensive line got completely bowled over, and I know there's no Andrew Thomas, and I'm hoping that will help this offensive line, but the interior of the offensive line stinks too. It's not just the tackle. It's not just James Hudson, who wasn't very good. Nobody was good. John Michael Schmitznow has been the center of this team for 3 years. He's awful. And again, we see a quarterback who can't handle the pressure. He made one throw under pressure. He took an enormous hit and just threw the ball up in the air. And Neighbors was able to come down with it. Other than that, he looks skittish. We've been saying the quarterback looks skittish since the end of Eli Manning's career. He looks skittish. He didn't know what to do. He couldn't get the ball out. They couldn't go down the field. There was no offense. And then, what else is new? Terrible in the red zone. Terrible. To watch this team operate in the red zone, get the benefit of a penalty, run, what was it, 7 or 8 plays down there to get one stinking yard, and they're throwing, you know, garbage junk plays trying to hit the tackle in the end zone. They have Malik Neighbors, and they're throwing it to tackles. Or it couldn't, I'm sorry, I don't even know if they did throw it to a tackle. They attempted. Couldn't even do that. They couldn't run the ball to save their lives. The offense looked exactly the same. That's what was so annoying for me. It wasn't even a new wrinkle to how they play. There wasn't an ounce of difference. An ounce. And it's not just Daniel Jones, and it's not just the change in quarterback. Everything. They haven't scored a touchdown in the last 3 openers of the season. That hasn't been done since the Lions in the early 40s. To watch this team operate was mind-numbing. And you know what? Defense wasn't much better. I know they held Jaden Daniels down to 21 points. I understand that they kept him in the game, and this game was a lot of the game was 14-3 and 14-6, and the defense bent but not break nonsense. What else is new? Like, how many times big plays on third and long get converted? How many times is the middle of the field wide open? How many times? And I just heard Lori saying it. I was listening. She's right. Jaden Daniels didn't play that well. I mean, his maneuverability inside the pocket is excellent. His ability to get outside the pocket. They were talking about it the entire broadcast. There he goes, running right. There he goes, running right. There he goes, running right. Like, he's still able to make plays when plays break down. But he missed several big-time throws. Obviously, they cost themselves 3 points at the end of the half by the with the intentional grounding instead of just kicking the field goal. He throws it out of bounds around nobody, 10-second runoff. They don't come away with points there when they're right at the in the goal line. Like, Washington didn't play that well. Their defensive front played well. And it's and I you know, I'd like to say the defensive front is really good. They've put money and picks in it, and it should be good, but it's hard to not just say they wiped the floor with the same crappy offensive line the New York Giants have been throwing out there forever. It was identical. Everything about this game screamed everything that's been wrong with this franchise for the last decade. I was hoping for, even if they lost the game, right? Even, and I mean, another game without a touchdown, another game where Malik Nabers is annoyed on the sidelines, another game where they can't execute inside the red zone, like another game where they give up third and longs, another game where tight ends are scoring touchdowns, another game where the middle of the field is wide open, another game. Another giant debacle yet again. And it's our fault for being optimistic. Now, look, I'm also not going to go crazy where now you have to start Jackson Dart. Now you have to get rid of Russell Wilson. Now the season's over already. I'm not going to go there because, let's be honest, I mean, I believe in what I believed for the last month. I still do think the roster is better. I still do think they can have a good defensive pass rush. I still do think that the defensive backfield should be better. I still think that this wide receiving core should be better. I still think they should have some semblance of a run game with Tracy and Scataboo. Like, I still think those things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And, like, as frustrating as this game was, and look, again, next week now you're going into a Dallas team that's going to have the extra couple of days off of playing Thursday. They just played the Eagles really well. That defense, that their passing attack, obviously, if not for a couple of drops from Lamb, they very well could have beaten the Eagles. This is going to be a very difficult game number two, and if they go 0-2 and come home to the Chiefs 0-3, and there goes the season. And here we are again. But about playing Jackson Dart, like, it's not necessarily, like, there's a plan for Jackson Dart's development. This was never about, like, I thought they had a chance to go 2-0. I thought they had a chance to be a better team than people suspected. I didn't necessarily think they were going to be a playoff team, and even if they were, they're not competing for anything. This wasn't about Russell Wilson's going to come in and transform them into a playoff team. This is about Russell Wilson trying to win some games, trying to play competent football while developing a young quarterback, as we've seen many quarterbacks be thrusted right into it and not be successful, a chance to coach him up. And I don't want to break that just because we saw another miserable Giants game. Like, I'm not ready to just suddenly throw everything out, throw every plan out. I can't give up on the idea of what they thought was best for this quarterback just because Russell Wilson didn't play well. Now, they made him quarterback too. I heard Laurie also talking about maybe Jameis Winston. I don't know what Jameis Winston does. But again, when you see this game and you ask yourself, did the Giants show up? And we talk about the coach and getting up for these games. Clearly 40-0 against the Cowboys a couple years ago didn't show up. Do I think the Giants didn't show up today? Do I think the energy level wasn't there? Do I think they were ill-prepared? I think in the red zone they looked ill-prepared. But I think yet again, some of the same things we see over and over again that hurt this team, the offensive line could not block, and it made it impossible to have a functioning offense. It made it impossible to have a functioning offense because Russell Wilson, no misconception about what Russell Wilson is. Russell Wilson is still someone who can throw the ball down the field. Russell Wilson is still someone who, you know, might be able to get it out of his hands a little bit quicker and a little bit more down the field than what we've seen in previous years from Daniel Jones. But he's not someone at this point in his career that can just take the team on his shoulders and carry them past all of their deficiencies. That's not who Russell Wilson is. It's not who he's going to be at this age and this point of his career. And to give him that offensive line where early on in the game, he had zero time to throw. They couldn't get a run game going. Like, you've got to give him a complimentary offense. And I thought they were going to be able to do it this year. And as of week one, we saw the same crap. It was an embarrassing performance. We heard so much all week. They looked so good in spring, in preseason, rather. Even when Russell Wilson, it wasn't just about Jackson Dart, the entire team looked better in preseason. And to see the same thing we have seen, they looked exactly the same, and it's an impossible watch. And I don't know what the answer is, because it's hard to think that Andrew Thomas comes in and just fixes this offensive line. I mean, the interior, Runyon didn't play well. John Michael Schmitz, forget about it. He's been awful at the center position. Like, Andrew Thomas is going to come in and help them. There's no doubt whether he plays in week two or week three, whenever it does, he's going to come in and help them. But to see another game where Neighbors doesn't get the ball nearly enough, they can't get the ball down the field, and then inside the red zone with an opportunity to make that a game. The game plan, the game call, everything about it, from the play calling to the execution, was just dread. I mean, it's beyond dreadful. And to have this season start that way, it's very disheartening. It's as a Giants fan who had some expectations, who had some thoughts that this team was moving in a different direction, who thought this roster was better than it's been the last couple of years, who thought Russell Wilson could manage inside this offense, who thought that this coach could come up with a game plan for Russell Wilson to manage this offense. None of those looked like they were anywhere near going in the right direction. And the Washington Commanders absolutely laid the wood. And now the Giants are staring at another dead season where, look, at some, and this is where, you know, the development of Jackson Dart, it's not about necessarily winning these games, but they've made him the second string quarterback already. I think that eliminates Jameis Winston from the conversation. And then it just becomes, when do you decide that the best quarterback in the room is Jackson Dart? Now, the coach in the postgame didn't commit to Russell Wilson being the starter next week. I'd be shocked if they make that move already, because it looks like if you make that move already, if you decide to abandon ship on the plan you had to develop this kid off of one game, like, you have to have some convictions in your decisions. You can't make a decision for this season, get beat up in one game, and suddenly throw everything out the window. You look like incompetent fools. You look like incompetent fools. There was a plan for this, and you're so ill-prepared, and one loss tells you all you need to know that you have to change directions in what you felt was best for the quarterback you drafted in the first round, traded up for, that you're hanging your hat on, that you're going to develop to save your job. We're going to abandon ship on this one week in. I don't know if there are any answers for the New York Giants. I don't think Jackson Dart starting next week helps. I don't know if Andrew Thomas coming back helps. I'm not sure what the answer is for this franchise that cannot find its way. But it found its way right back to being the same team we've seen the last handful of years, week one. A boring, lifeless, unimaginative team that can't get the ball down the field, can't score when it gets close, and can't make it stop on third and long. It's been the same story for the last decade. Again, we've been having this conversation since the end of Eli Manning's career. This isn't just Brian Daboll. I mean, this was all of the juice, all of the buzz, all of the excitement, all of the good feelings around this franchise that I felt was warranted over the, you know, since really the draft, has been completely evaporated. And now everyone expects, myself included, them to roll into Dallas and get whipped, come home to Kansas City and get whipped, and waiting for when they start Jackson Dart because the season's over. That's what everybody is waiting for, and that's probably what we'll get. 888-808-1019, McMonagle here with you on the Fan. We'll get to the Jets, and again, a loss, a frustrating loss, a game they absolutely could have won. A game that they saw the end Aaron Rodgers in victory formation and then talking about how happy he was to beat everyone associated with the Jets after. A game where a penalty hurts you, a game where a fumble hurts you. But still, a game that it did feel fresh, that it did feel new, that it did feel like a new era of Jet football as the offense scored 32 points and Justin Fields looked better than I think he's ever looked in an NFL uniform. Better than I thought he could look. Looked in complete command and control of the offense. Was able to, you know, run while still keeping his eyes downfield. Made plays down the field. Made good throws. And gave you a game where you had the Steelers on the ropes late in this game with every opportunity to win. And then you still found a way to lose. So it's a frustrating day for Jet fans. It's a disheartening realization that you're a Giants fan and this sucks. For Giant fans, it's brutal. least we got a good football game at the end of the night. Oh, yeah, and that's right. The Yankees won the biggest game of the year. And the division is back on. Can't beat the Blue Jays. The fraud Blue Jays? Don't make me laugh. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the baseball. Obviously, we saw the third of the three young aces of the New York Mets. Sprout made his debut yesterday in the Met loss. We'll get to that game. We'll get to his performance. No hits through five and a third. We'll get to the Yankee win as well, but we start with how miserable and familiar the Giants are and a tough Jet loss despite playing extremely well offensively.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
All right, 228, McMonagle here with you. Frustrated Giant fan who let myself buy into the hype. I did, I'll admit it. I am stunned how bad the offense was. I'm actually really stunned. I know we shouldn't be because, again, my whole premise in the open was it's exactly what we've seen. I honestly thought they were going to be better. I thought this offense would be... Again, it's the NFL, right? Part of the reason why we feel so much better at the Jets, and again, I promise I'm going to get to them, 888-808-1019. Because in today's NFL, like, you need to have a high-quality, functioning offense. I heard Fleegs talking about it with Lori. You know, if you want to win, if you want to win the Super Bowl, yes, you need a top-level quarterback. You need, you know, you need what we saw last night, Lamar, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, you know, Joe Burrow. You need one of those. You need a top quarterback if you want to win the Super Bowl. I mean, pretty much. But if you just want to be a functioning team in the NFL, if you want to compete, you got to have some semblance of offense. And that's why you come away from a Jet game. Like, if the Jets would have lost this game by 2 points, but they lost it 13-11, which I know is a weird score. That's why I said it. But if they lost the game, you know, 12-10, we wouldn't have the same feeling of this moral victory. Because, well, we knew the defense would be pretty good, but Justin Fields in the offense still struggled, only 10 points. But the fact that they scored 32 points, even though their defense gave up 34 and four touchdowns to old man Rodgers, we'll end up talking about Brandon Stevens, and we'll end up talking about the things that cost them the game. But ultimately, you saw a competent football team because they scored touchdowns. Because they went down the field and they scored touchdowns. You need touchdowns. I know that's like obvious, but it's like the Giants don't do it. That's the problem. And to watch them and to think that anything else, like, we could talk about the defense, and you know, some people were probably higher on it than I was. I know they limited the points in this game for the most part, but I don't think they played all that well, the defense. Every time Washington needed to make a big play on a long third down, they got it. Like, I'm not overly happy about that either, but you need some semblance of offense. And Joe Shane has been unable, and Brian Daboll have been unable, to get any kind of function offense. Even the year they went to the playoffs, they're the example, they're the exception that I'm talking about. Like, they figured out a way with limited offense to hand the ball off to Saquon Barkley, not turn the ball over, and get turnovers defensively and make plays late in the game defensively. And they found a way into the postseason, won a road playoff game, and then when they met legitimate competition, they got their ass kicked. That's the exception. The rule is you better freaking score. And for this now to be year four, and to have, again, I know it's 1 week, and I'm going to try not to get overly upset about it and make season-defining opinions already off of 1 week, although it's hard not to. The idea this is year four and they still don't even have the semblance of a functioning offense is embarrassing. And I did not think we would see it. I thought they'd win the game. I truly did. I thought there'd be a chance they'd lose the game. I wasn't like so gung-ho about it that I'd put my mortgage on it. But I thought they were going to play well. I really, truly did. And to watch that same crap again is maddening. And they better show, I mean, again, what kind of faith do we really have in the Giants winning anything of significance at all? Zero. But I don't care. I don't care who the quarterback is. They better go into Dallas and score some freaking points. Bottom line. I don't care if they lose 100-99. I do not care. They better score some freaking points. They better look like they've practiced offense. They better look like Brian Daboll is an actual offensive-minded coach. Because that's what I've always said. I don't think he's on that hot a seat because they just drafted the young quarterback. He's the man with the plan. The owner feels like he ruined Daniel Jones by firing the coaching staff. I honestly think Brian Daboll has a very good chance to return as head coach. Unless they win, you know, three games, or we yet again see an offense that looks like this. If the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season look like this, I'm pro Daboll. How do you keep a coach who's an offensive-minded coach who went out and picked his quarterback? And I'm sure we'll see Jackson Dart at some point. Like, if Jackson Dart then comes in and we see the same crap, like, it's hard to fathom how bad they were today. It is. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls. Let's go to Moose in Jamaica. What's up, Moose?
G-Mac.
What's up, Moose?
Not surprised. I tried to break it down as hard as I can before the season started for all those Giants fans sipping the Kool-Aid at the cult meeting and saying this is going to be a beautiful death when we go 5-1 to start the season.
Well, I don't know.
But let's be real. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what the long.
I thought they had a chance to win these first two games. I truly did. I didn't think they'd beat Kansas City. I don't think they can beat the Eagles. But I thought they had a chance to at least. Well, let's just start with this one. I thought they'd go in there and play better. I thought they had they would have a chance to win this game.
I don't know if you heard this, but I did tell Lugie earlier this week, should I get Star Dart tattooed on my head in big Giants letters and colors?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know if I want to start Dart just yet. I don't think that's, especially behind this offensive line with Andrew Thomas. I am not. Let me just repeat that, and I meant to say this in the open. It didn't come out, though. I am not starting Jackson Dart without Andrew Thomas. You can forget that.
Yes, and that's the thing that the Giants said. I will give them some grace. You saw the difference in all-pro, all-world, best player in his position, yeah. Left tackle. When he doesn't start, the difference that makes in pass protection and the semblance of an offense. You can't. If you can't protect where you stand.
Yeah, well, I'm not letting him play without his blind side being protected by Andrew Thomas. That's it. Plain and simple.
Yeah. So, but the only reason why I say start Dart is because I know the rest of the offensive line in the modern NFL game is the improvisation of the quarterback, mm-hmm. the concept that when things break down, you need to make gold out of garbage. So Jackson Dart was drafted for that specific thing, and the RPO scheme that Dable does run is very effective. You saw it in 2022 with Daniel Jones when he was able to do that. It was a successful season in essence, even though he didn't have an all world type season. So, but quickly on the Jets, I did see the Jets having this type of performance. I even didn't put money on it, but I probably could have or would have maybe put money on them covering because I know that once Justin Fields gets back with his college wide receiver, which he had basically a national title winning campaign. I don't know if they won or lost in the title game. That camaraderie, that connection, that chemistry, he'll be able to make passes and the defense is improved. And this is the thing that the Jets fans are gonna witness. The attention to detail the New York Jets head coach will put on the players, let alone the discipline. The ability to make game-winning plays in crucial situations. It's such they didn't win today,
But they specifically lost because they didn't do what you just said they'll do. Like that's why lost. They lost because they didn't make game-winning plays in game play in big play situations. They were undisciplined and had a penalty laid out of bounds that led to a touchdown drive. They had the turnover. You know, they made the mistakes that cost them the game. Like that's like you might be right. They might evaporate. We definitely saw a lot of positives from the New York Jets. The offense was extremely successful. And Justin Fields played better than I thought he could play. He was moving inside the pocket. He was able to run and break it, you know, break some runs off. He was always looking downfield. While he was running, he threw it fairly, you know, pretty accurately. I thought he played a hell of a game. But the things you're talking about are what cost them the game. So as of right now, Glenn just overall had the team ready to go, had a game plan, knew exactly what they wanted to do. A team that lost their best offensive lineman right before the season started still came out. Breece Hall looked like he did a couple years ago. He was an absolute beast. You got the touchdown from Allen. You kind of have him as that, you know, short goal line kind of power back. But Breece Hall looked fantastic. They were running the football. They came out with a game plan. They executed it. They looked like they knew exactly what they were doing. He had complete command of the offense, Justin Fields. Defensively, not as good as, didn't play as well as you would hope. And obviously the second cornerback, next to Sauce, Brandon Stevens, who they gave a 3-year contract to, had a terrible game and was picked on constantly in this game. It was a major problem. And they made the mistake. So when you talk about the Jets and what you saw from this new regime and this new coach, he had them prepared. He had a game plan. His team knew what they were doing. They executed their game plan, but some of the same stuff that he's supposed to fix and supposed to stop costing them games. Now, it is week one, and we'll see. And he certainly was, you know, for all those accountability people out there, he certainly in the postgame gave you some accountability. You're not going to be on the field if you make plays that call. I mean, you're going to take Quincy Williams out of the game? Okay, I'd like to see that. But Quincy Williams out of the game? I'd like to see that. But he made a play and who it cost him. Gibson, that's an easy one. You could take him out of the game, I suppose. But he was talking accountability. There were plays made that cost us the game. If that continues, you will not play for this team. And we'll see if that works. But the one issue was still making critical mistakes. That still would cost them the game. So we'll see if that gets buttoned up. I kind of expect it to because, you know, he's done a really good job. For week one, they looked like a competitive football team that had a game plan and knew exactly how to go about executing it. When you look at the Giants, the exact opposite. The exact opposite. Didn't see much of a game plan, certainly didn't execute it, couldn't block them up. Defense, you know, didn't get embarrassed, but I don't think Jaden Daniels played all that well. He missed some throws, and still every big third down, every big play, there was lack of tackling on the Deebo Samuel touchdown on different plays. Like, I thought the tackling was poor. I thought the middle of the field was wide open all the time. And then offensively, just complete inept. Carol in Virginia. What's up, Carol?
Good morning. So why is a woman named Carol from Virginia calling you at this point? Displaced Long Islander, five-decade Giant fan, and I'm as sick of this as anybody is. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make just one quick comment.
Yeah.
If I'm Brian Daboll tomorrow morning in the quarterback room, first of all, I'm going to talk to Dart. I'm going to say, Dart, it's nothing against you, but for next week, you're quarterback number three. Then you sit down with Russell and you say, look, I got to make a change. We got to get a spark. You're not the only problem. You're far from the only problem, but you're the quickest thing I can change out here to get a spark, to get something. And then you start Winston against the Cowboys because at least if nothing else, he's mobile. He's got the legs. Good God, watching Russell Wilson today, he looked like he was 80 years old out there. So maybe, I don't know. But at this point, it's about saving this. Like you say, it's about saving this season. They can't go 0-2 because they're not going to beat the Chiefs. I'm sorry. I know the Chiefs lost this weekend. That's not going to happen week three, not against the Giants. So they've got to have their best shot to win, and I think their best shot to win against the Cowboys is going to be with Jameis Winston. Sad as that is to say, but I think so.
Well, I mean, a couple of things. One, you're talking about making the coach look really stupid. So that's why I don't think he's going to do it. He just named Jackson Dart the second quarterback. Why would they name Jackson Dart the second quarterback and then after 1 week change that? And it just seems,
well, why would
it
he...
seems like there's, but yeah, look, you ever, I mean, it's almost like I'd rather be wrong than incompetent. I'd rather be wrong than
incompetent. Well, then he'd rather be.
I can't make a decision. I hear what you're saying. I get it. I truly do. I understand what you're trying to say. I think you're being a little hard on Russell Wilson. I thought he moved, you know, fairly well. He didn't have much time. I mean, I didn't look at him as some sort of statue who couldn't move around at all. I don't think he looked that old to me. He just didn't play very well. I don't think he had much time, but I don't think Winston's going to come in there and be that much more mobile. That's not really, he's going to sling it. Like, Winston isn't a mobile quarterback necessarily. He's a pocket passer who throws the ball without fear down the field. And what you said makes sense. I'd be open to bringing in Jameis Winston. But again, you can't, like, I don't want to overreact to the one game and throw every plan I had out the door. Like, the Washington Commanders were in the NFC Championship game last year. Now, I'm not saying I didn't expect them to play better. I'm not saying that the Giants couldn't have won this game or shouldn't have won this game. But, like, the idea that, like, going into all of this, the idea that losing to Washington would suddenly force everything to change, like, I just don't think they're going to view it that way. And quite honestly, if you were in the room, you wouldn't view it that way either. You have plans. You have, like, you got to have some decisiveness. You have to have some, you know, some confidence in your decision making. They just made, and it was stupid to do so, and I screamed. I was mad when they made Jackson Dart the second string quarterback for this precise reason. for this precise reason. Because one, without Andrew Thomas, I was fearful that he could get hurt in the game and get and Jackson Dart would have to be thrusted into playing off an injury to Russell Wilson, which I don't like that idea. And two, now if you go to Jameis Winston, you look like an idiot. You just named Jackson Dart the second quarterback. Why would you go to anybody else but him? That's it. There's no, I don't see Jameis Winston as a possibility. You just named Jackson Dart the second-string quarterback. You're going to look like a fool. You can't name the kid the second-string quarterback, have one loss, and then go to the third-string quarterback. I mean, I suppose you could, but you're going to look like a moron. And I'm not saying he should make decisions based on how we view him, but like they had a reason. I don't know what it was. They didn't ask my opinion on it before they did it. But they made Jackson Dart a second-string quarterback for a reason. You don't just bypass that a week later. And I don't think he's going to give you the mobile start. You're not throwing in some sort of mobile quarterback. How old? Jameis Winston's old, too. It's been, I don't know, it's been like 15 years since he was stealing lobster. Like, it's been a long time since he was the top pick. He's not a spring chicken going to go out there and run all over the place. He's not. He's a pocket passer who throws the ball down the field without care. That's what he is. He is a gunslinger. He'll throw you five touchdowns and five picks. That's who he is. So, like, you could go to him. But again, I also don't want to have my franchise look like they're panicking. Like, there's a fine line. There's a fine line to this. I want to make adjustments. I don't want to just sit there and bask in the losing. I get that. If you see something, yeah, you have to go out. If you see something definitive that you think needs to be changed, I'm not saying sit on it because I had a plan. But at some point, like, you can't just go, well, listen, we were working all year. We had this plan. This is what we wanted to do. We thought it made the most sense. And then, you know, we didn't score a touchdown against Washington, so we threw everything out the window. Well, some conviction in your plan you had. Like, I'm not ready to do that. I think Russell Wilson should be the quarterback next week. I think Russell Wilson should be the quarterback next week, and I think they should come up with a better freaking game plan against the Dallas Cowboys, and I think they should block it up better. And I think they should try and establish the run and be a little bit more creative. And find a way to have a functioning offense. And when you get in the red zone, have a good scheme to score a touchdown. Have good plays instead of trying to have a, you know, play action waggle thrown to the freaking tackle. That's what I think. I don't want the coach to go out there and say, I'm an imbecile, so I'm doing something different. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't know if it makes sense. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, buddy. What's happening?
What's going on?
One question before the Giants. Say you were that guy with his family at the Philly. Say you were at the Yankee game and your judge hit a home run and you caught it for your youngest and give it and the lady came up and was going to berate you in front of any. How are you handling that?
I'm not sure, but I'm not giving her that baseball. That's for sure.
Right, I don't know
how I handle it. I probably just try and walk away or turn or just sit there and pretend like she's not there. I'm not sure how I would handle it, but that ball was up for that's an up for grabs ball. The idea she thought she was entitled to that ball is ridiculous, and she's not taking it out of my kid's hand. That's all I know. I don't know how exactly I would handle it other than that.
Her concept was it landed in her section, so she was entitled to grab it.
No, I get it. It hit her in the hands. It was probably laying right at her feet. I understand. It doesn't matter. She doesn't know the rules of how it works. Once that ball hits the ground, that's it's all for her hands.
Oh, they got her on. I don't know if you see the videos. She goes over and starts yelling at the guy wearing the Philadelphia Eagles jersey, too. He gave him an earful also. But
let's get to the Giants. I did a little bit of this on Saturday. We don't have enough time with all the stuff that went on yesterday.
Right. You know, first of all, Daniel Jones 1, Daboll 0, right?
Well, week 1. How can you say otherwise, of course?
Okay, there we go. And
I'd love to tell you otherwise. I don't think Daniel Jones is, I think that's a fluke performance, but one hell of a performance. So yes, absolutely. One, it could not be a more one. 30 love as we finished up the U.S. Open. There's no question about that.
This is what I see on the Giants, first of all. First of all, the defense, all they got is rush the quarterback. They're not taking care of the run. They're just, everybody thinks they can get to the quarterback, and they're just zipping through. I don't know what happened to Darius Alexander, the third-round pick. I thought he was going to be an up-the-middle guy, but I guess he's not playing for some reason. I didn't even hear one report on him.
They gave up over 200 yards rushing.
Right.
You're right. I mean, I think they're going to end up being, I think that's probably going to be the most rushing yards in the league this, I don't know, maybe now Baltimore.
Right. And
terrible.
Two more things. You know, the Redskins didn't take a step back like everybody said. Just like,
well, it's only game one. I didn't think Jaden Daniels played that well, to be totally honest with you.
Listen, for the first game out, he played close enough to what he did last year. Okay,
yeah, I mean, it's still to be seen whether or not they're going to be as good as they were last year. But
I would do right away would get back Dante Miller. He was the best pop on offense they had, and I would put in Jackson Dart immediately.
There's no reason,
Chris. This whole protecting him, the left side. Mm-hmm. He's a savvy enough kid to get himself out of trouble.
I don't know. I'm not ready to do that yet. I want to give this kid some time. It's the whole point of this. I want to give the kid time. That was the plan. I still want to stick to it. I understand you want to thrust the kids right in there. I get it. And if they're losing, then before you know it, it will be time. I get it. I do want him just to see it a little bit. We have seen it benefit some guys. I thought coming out that he was one of the kids who really would have benefited from it. If you are talking about whether or not they can win, and so once they can't win, then why keep playing Russell Wilson? Like, I get that, but did you think that there was any chance of them really winning before this game? Like, even I, who was optimistic about winning the first couple games, I never thought they'd go win 9, 10, 11 games and be a playoff team. Like, I always knew. Like, I thought that they could be better than people thought, because I think the reason, like, the idea that it's the schedule and they can't win because of the schedule, I just think it's a simple way to look at things, and it's not always the best way. And I thought the team was better, so I thought they could have a better season than what most people thought, but I never thought they were a good, good football team. So after 1 week, like, I'm suddenly going to say, well, they can't win anyway. They're awful. Just play Jackson Dart right away. Like, I don't know. I like the idea of giving him some time. I like the idea of letting him learn. I like the idea, certainly. And again, I don't care what you could say whatever you want. I'm not playing him until I know I have Andrew Thomas out there. That's it. That's for certain. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen, but unless he has a setback and he doesn't play for 7-8 weeks, and then at some point you got to throw Jackson Dart out there anyway. But in the meantime, like, as the season starts and I had this plan to let him watch and let him learn, I'm not throwing him out there to get his doors blown off without my best offensive lineman. Ain't happening. I want to give him as good a landing spot into this season as I can. Now, if there's ways to work him in, give him different, you know, give him a drive here or there, give him a certain, you know, bring him inside the red zone for his mobility. There's different things they can do, but I'm not ready to just start the Jackson Dart era. I'm not. I'm still looking to stick to the plan. I don't want to and maybe this is just me, or for 1 week, like, I'm not ready to just deviate from everything they planned this offseason. I don't think that's a good way to go about business. I just don't. I don't think in whatever you do, whatever, like, if you have a plan, like, the second things go bad, you change that plan. It's not the best way to go about it. I don't like the idea that they had a vision for this thing, and then suddenly, because they lost one game, and I know that it's a continuation of 10 years, and I know I'm as sick to my stomach about watching that game as you are. And I know that it feels like they got to freaking win. Otherwise, what's the point? I can't take this anymore and all that crap. And they're going to go get their doors blown off by the Cowboys. At least let me watch the young kid. I get it. But this organization, for whatever you think of it, bad, good, indifferent, however much you hate Shane and Dable, they were brought back. They had a plan. And I don't want to deviate from it just because they had a miserable week one. Then what was the point of all of this? Like, when you make the decision to stick with Shane and Dable, like, to me, it's stick with the plan. Now, I don't know. Maybe Dable was never happy with this plan. Maybe Dable, and that's why he called him the second string quarterback last week. Maybe Dable is dying to start this kid as soon as possible. So I don't know the inner workings. But if the plan is to keep this kid on the shelf for a little bit, let him learn, let him get his feet wet, and then start this thing at some point this season, I wouldn't deviate from that plan off of one game against the Washington Commanders. I just wouldn't. I'm not ready to do that yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.